Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. Just a couple of hours away, and we'll be into 2025. And you got to be boogieing to stay alive. That's in the good book, chapter 6, section 8. You got to boogie before the lights go out because tomorrow is iffy. And out to the markets. Big, big year for the markets. Let's see. The S&P was up 23% this year. Isn't that wonderful? Up 23%. Aren't you all happy? Yeah, three companies own 88% of it. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, America, the fascist country of the West. Yeah, according to Mussolini, the merger of state and corporate powers. Three companies. As I said, all we are plantation workers of Slavelandia. The billionaires just keep getting richer, keep stealing all our dough, and these scumbag politicians, little pieces of arrogant, gutless shit, keep doing away with the antitrust laws and allowing them to steal more of what we have. Hey, they don't pay taxes. We do. Don't forget to pay your taxes. Anyway, so today the Dow is up just 29 points. The S&P was up a bit, 0.43. NASDAQ, or down, excuse me. They were all down a bit. The NASDAQ was down almost 1%. And what else? The Dow's up 12.8% for the year. NASDAQ up almost 29% for the year. Gold up over $600, just about $600 this year. And as we went on the air, it's at 2,623. And again, it was a golden year for gold. Bitcoin, what a boom year. Woof, woof, woof. It's at $93,540. And on the Brent crude side, it's up a little bit, but it's about almost $75 a barrel for Brent crude, but it's down 3% for the year. And that brings it back to the big story. The markets, Wall Street, have nothing to do with Main Street. They're just the white shoe boys. That's right. Better than me and you. You're nothing but a piece of shit. Shut your fucking mouth. You only talk to the president. You only have power in Congress if you got money. You got it? Only by the facts. Hey, how many billionaires did Trump bring into his office? Was it 13 or 14? Hey, I'm Musk. I can say anything I like. I got all the money. I'm a billionaire. I own the world. Let them eat cake. That's right. The plantation workers of Slavelandia. And by the way, on Thursday, which is 2 days away, we're going to come out with our top trends for 2025. Yep. So, don't go to us and look at our top trends. Why don't you go and pay $4 a day for the toilet paper record, the New York Slime. This, look at this stupid fucking picture. Look at this stupid fucking shit. And look at the stupid fucking crap they're shoving down your throat. The steep financial cost of people pleasing. Haley McGee often paid for drinks when she went out with her friends. Brought loved ones expensive. Who the fuck gives a shit about this? How about some economic data? It's supposed to be the business section. It's the bullshit section. That's all it is. Yep. So that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you everything we can where nobody else is. So the pending home sales in the U.S. up again last month. And again, when they started raising interest rates, the mainstream business media all said home prices would go down. We said, no, they're not. Nope. Supply and demand issue. and demand is still there. Supply is short. Pending home sales in the U.S. grew for the fourth straight month in November to return to the highest level since early 2023, according to the National Association of Realtors. It increased 2.2% last month. And cuts by the Federal Reserve to its benchmark interest rates haven't substantially eased mortgage rates. That's right. And it's still going up. So what's going to happen? Up, one of the wild cards. That's right. We're going to be writing about it in your top trends where interest rates are going to go. Yeah, wild card. The joke is wild. Year of Pain condemns French stocks to worst showing since Eurozone crisis. Huh. The Paris CAC 40 index has fallen 3% this year. Why? Will it get worse? And there are a lot of implications about this. That little Cotson Macron with a little fake hair and a little dick about the size of this. Yeah. A little shithead running the country. Hey, how about the little Trudeau up in Canada? Another little daddy's boy. Little daddy's boy. Yep. One little clown after another running a country near you. This is going to get a lot worse, and it's going to look at our top trends. The United States economy is doing better than most of the world. And what's going to happen with Trump? It's in your Trends Journal. That'll be out on Thursday. High interest rates blamed for surge in defaults of leveraged corporate loans. This is from the Financial Times yesterday. Defaults in global leveraged loan market, the bulk of which is in the U.S., picked up to 7.2% in the 12 months to October as high interest rates took their toll on heavily indebted businesses. The office building bust is going to be the wild card that's dealt this year. One after another, there are going to be defaults on loans. Watch what happens, and then watch the implications. U.S. credit card default loans jump. Oh, yeah. Defaults on U.S. credit card loans have hit their highest level since the panic of 08. Yeah. Plantation workers of Slavelandia. Oh, and all the news is that Carter died. Oh, Carter that with Brzezinski gave us the Mujahideen that became Al-Qaeda. Oh, that Carter that we love. Oh, the Carter that did away with the usury laws so the banks, the bandits can make all this money. Hey, don't let the mafia make 10%. Let the banks, the bandits make 23% on your average credit card. Bring it up to 39%. Jimmy Carter. Oh, the Carter. The guy that deregulated the airline industry to allow the big stone everything. And that arrogant little fucking prick, I'll never forget it, Alfred Kahn, a little con man. Oh, I'm from Cornell University. He was the little fucking prick that deregulated the airline industry. We had, Mohawk, Allegheny, Eastern, Pan Am, Northwest, one airline. And when airlines used to be a flying sensation, and now they're just shit because of that Carter that everybody's bowing down to. Little fucking nothing. Oh, don't believe me? Read my book, Trend Tracking. Far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. Wrote it in 1989. It was little dickhead Carter that made me a trend forecaster when the Iran conflict broke out. He totally supported the Shah, who he called the Island of Stability in the Middle East. The Bronx used to say bullshit has its own sound. And I bet that gold and oil prices would go up, and I played the futures market. And that's when I became a political atheist. I was living in Chicago and D.C. back then. Number two guy running a major trade association. And as they said, as a stupid young guy, I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement. And this changed my life. Carter changed my life. And did you hear the shit that they're writing about? He said, his words, I could have wiped out Iran. You could have wiped out Iran. You couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag. I could wipe them out. I'm the president. You're just a piece of shit. You're nothing. Get that in your head, everybody. I'm the president. I could do anything I want. This is not the country our founding fathers found. It's run by scumbags. And going on. Bloomberg. Oh, what did I write? Just say that over here? U.S. credit card defaults jump as consumer finances buckle. Oh, here's another one. U.S. homeless up 18% in last year amid cost of living crisis. Oh, everything's fine because Bloomberg just reports the world's 500 richest people got vastly richer in 2024 with Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Jensen Huang leading the group of billionaires, you ready, to a new milestone, a combined $10 trillion in net worth, and not one of these fucking pricks give a penny for peace. Fucking pricks. Stealing fucking money. Billionaires. Hey, I'm in charge. You're a nobody. I'll get you killed, too, if you don't shut your mouth. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The eight tech giants have gained more than $600 billion this year. 43% of the $1.5 trillion increase among the 500 richest people tracked by Bloomberg Billionaire Index. Fuck off. Oh, for big banks, 2025 could be a great year. Isn't that nice? For big banks. It ain't going to be a great year. You read your trends journal. Oh, and big banks, kind of was the one that started pushing the deregulation of banks so they become interstate. They were only intrastate. And scumbag Billy Clinton was the guy that made it happen in 1994. And on to the geopolitical front. You ready? Oh, all you homeless people, everybody struggling? Don't worry about it. Shut your mouth. Biden administration announces newly $6 billion in military aid and budget support to Ukraine. Isn't that nice? What is it? Probably almost $300 billion as our fucking country rots in front of us, as homeless are everywhere, as people are struggling. You know, Salenti? Calm down. We don't like your language. I'm still in kindergarten. You have a potty mouth. I swallow that shit. I'm a potty swallower. I'm angry. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, if you're not angry when it's morally just to be angry, you're immoral. So I'm angry. I'm angry at what they're doing. Oh, you'll like this. Gaza hospitals on brink of total collapse from Israel attacks, according to the United Nations. And they said that UN report says Israel claims that U.S. Gaza hospitals are being used for military purposes by Palestinian armed groups are vague. And amid continued attacks on health facilities protected by international law. This was reported today by the Human Rights Office. Yep. 23-page looked at the attacks from October 7th, 2023 to June 30th. And a lot more going on. During this time, there were 136 strikes on 27 hospitals and 12 medical facilities, inflicting significant casualties among doctors, nurses, medics, and other civilians, while causing significant damage, if not the complete destruction of the hospitals. The report highlighted that international humanitarian law explicitly protects medical personnel in hospitals as long as they do not engage in or used to commit acts harmful to the enemy outside the humanitarian function. Quote, insufficient information has so far been made publicly available to substantiate Israelis' allegations. Hey, they could do anything they want. They could kill anybody they want. Oh, Israel airstrike kills 27 more Palestinians in Gaza over 24 hours. Isn't that nice? Oh, how about this from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper? Haaretz calls for Israel to stop attacking Gaza hospitals. Why those liberals? But go to the Wall Street Journal. Pay $5 a day and on the weekend $6. And you can get this stupid fucking picture and a lot of bullshit to swallow so you stay stupid. The sky's the limit at Balloon Festival in Nepal. What the fuck do I care about this shit? They're giving us nothing. All they're selling, these little scumbag prostitutes, are propaganda. Yeah. Mondays, New York Times. Big Jimmy Carter, zero, zero, zero about the genocide being committed by Israel. Nothing. Former President Carter, Nobel winner, dies at 100. This is Monday's Wall Street Journal. Not an article. Not an article about the genocide and slaughter being committed by Israel. How about what you got here? Oh, here's Tuesday's Wall Street Journal. Zero. 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 And in the toilet paper record today, at least five babies are dead from cold as winter grips Gaza. Isn't that a nice story? These people are living in intense suffering. At least five babies are dead. According to Lancet, well over 100,000 Palestinians have been killed. About 150,000 are seriously wounded. Some 12,000 can't be found. They're buried under rubble. And this is all crap that they write about. Nothing on the front page. But good news. Israeli army advances deeper into Syria's provinces. Isn't that nice? Israel could do anything they want, kill anybody they want. The chosen people. And U.S. launches another round of airstrikes in Yemen. What the fuck are we doing there? Oh, I forgot. I forgot. That was brought to you by the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Barack Obama, folks, folks. He was always folking us, folks, folks. An arrogant, arrogant, warmongering prick. Quoted in the book, Double Down, I'm really good at killing people. Yeah, that Obama brought us into the Saudi-Yemen war. Yep. Saudi Arabia, a place that was invented in like in 1934 or something. The first thing they did, they wanted to steal land from Yemen, boarded them. And that little arrogant boy, I wonder what he's going to, what great job he's going to have. Little Anthony Blinken. That's right. He was our undersecretary, under the table. Yeah. Little boy of nothing goes over to Saudi Arabia when Obama helped launch the war to give them strategic intelligence. United States planes refueling Saudi jets so they could bomb the hell out of Yemen. They killed some 395,000 people. But, hey, America could kill anybody they want anywhere. I only launched Occupy Peace, and I'm hated for that. And where's the money from the billionaires, Occupy Peace? And everybody listening, are you doing anything for peace? So please donate for peace because, oh, this is peace, the season of peace, right? The Christmas season, peace on earth. Not a word about peace on earth. And you're not allowed to talk about it in the mainstream media. Oh, and then on to another important article here. President-elect endorses Johnson to serve as Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson, a little fucking clown boy of nothing. Speaker of the House of hell. The House of Laos. The House. A bunch of, a house of shithead freaks telling us what to do. So maybe, remember, obey their orders. There's an article in the Financial Times today. Berlin's club death highlights global decline in late night raves. That's right. COVID changed everything. People, 9 o'clock at night up here in the Hudson Valley, I call it Death Valley. A couple of places open here and there. And the cops are fucking everywhere. Everywhere. Stopping you. You're afraid to go out at night and drink. COVID changed everything. Again, I go down the city. They ask every cab driver, and all the time, hey, what time's it quieting down? 12:30. Yep. When I was a young guy, we used to go out at 1 in the morning. When I was married, we used to watch All in the Family, MASH, take a nap, and then we'd watch Saturday Night Live when it was funny with Belushi and Gilda Radner. And that ended at 1 o'clock, and then we go out. Yeah. And party. And party. No more. Now it's dead. The politicians killed it. The damage of the COVID war is incalculable. Incalculable. And again, you're coming out with our top trends. And there's a great one in there by Anthony Manarino as well. Gregory Manarino, excuse me, about where he sees the markets going. But again, you better prepare. It's going to be a rocky road ahead. And when you play the Trump card, as I said, the Joker is wild. So we'll see you Thursday. Happy New Year. Wishing you a wonderful night of a lot of joy, happiness, good health, and freedom. Mwah.